지.
Welcome back, all lovers of all shapes, sizes, genders, and colors. I am motherfucking T-Bugs.
I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing fucking awesome.
It is awesome. I'm also doing awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
Very awesome.
You know, it's, as you all know, it's been a while since we've, you know, had a podcast.
It's been away for a while.
It's because we've been busy filming a new movie.
Yeah.
Filming the third trilogy installment in the Dub Movies. So check it out on our MySpace. You can check out more information on that. With clips on YouTube, just, you know, YouTube, the Dub, you know, stuff like that. ST Dub, you know.
Just check it out on MySpace. Bada Bing Productions. It should be our number one.
Yeah.
Number two, maybe. Check it out.
Yeah, Bada Bing Productions. Okay, so anyway, today, we've seen a bunch of movies since then. You know, we've seen The Dark Knight. Everyone knows The Dark Knight was freaking awesome, you know.
Fucking so we're not rocked my socks. Two titties way up.
So we're not really going to review that one. We don't really need to review that one.
Yeah, no.
We're good with that one. So I mean, we saw another movie though before that.
Yeah.
That, you know, yeah. We just had to do a podcast of. Yeah. We've been waiting because we've been seeing maybe if we see something yeah. that's actually decent out. So yeah. The movie, yeah. I'll let you tell the title of the movie, T-Buds.
Yeah.
What's the movie we're reviewing today?
It's called Dick in the Face of Will Smith, or AKA Hancock.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a horrible movie.
Pretty much one of the fucking worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. It's first of all, it's not even a superhero movie. They make it look like a superhero movie.
No.
It's just like a coming-of-age tale
disguised as a superhero movie. Seen the previews of fucking Hancock, that's as much action as we saw seeing the whole movie. That's all the action scenes
they show,
are the previews.
There's like maybe like three superhero scenes.
All right, it's about a... If you haven't seen the previews or seen the shitty movie, it's about motherfucking Will Smith.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
Sell it like it is.
Sell it how it is. He's a drunk motherfucker that no one likes because he's a superhero, but no one understands him because he destroys shit while trying to save people.
That's true.
So then he gets propositioned by some fucking PR or PA or whatever the fuck.
Public relations, yeah.
Yeah, PR. And then fucking like, he's like, oh, if you go to jail, then people will miss you, Hancock. You know, and you might get a little Hancock in the fucking jail cell too, but that's all cool.
Hancock don't give an F.
Yeah, Hancock, he really don't give an F. He's like, man, fuck that. I kill women with fucking my bare hands right now.
That's horrible.
I know. That's what he's like.
That's what he's like. That's
he's
what he's
like, I'll kill your child with my fucking finger if I want to. But he's like, okay, I'll go to jail. And then while he goes to jail.
Yep. He goes to jail and all of a sudden, there's like there's crime.
Yeah, fucking bank robbery or some shit like that.
And they need Hancock. And Hancock learns how to say good job.
Yeah, that's his character arc. He learns how to say good fucking job.
Yeah, and it's just,
minus the fucking.
And then so he goes out and he has his new suit on. And he's not drunk, and he's learning how to land nicely. And he goes, he puts the bank robber in jail.
Fuck that.
Yeah. But this whole time, you're just like, this movie really isn't holding my attention.
There's something between him and the PR's wife.
Yeah.
Hancock and the PR's wife, and you're kind of like, they hint to it like they've dated before. Or they're like knowing each other. And you're kind of like, what the fuck's happening with this?
Because you learn earlier on that Hancock doesn't know what happened. He just woke up one day. And
he has amnesia.
And he had amnesia. He woke up one day, and he had superpowers.
Then it turns out that the fucking wife has superpowers.
Yeah.
And we were kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where did this bitch come from?
Why does the wife have superpowers now?
And then all of a sudden, there's like a fucking 10-minute fight scene between him and the wife.
Yeah, and then they realize that. Then they meet on like Hancock's trailer, which is on top of like a mountain. And she's like, why don't you remember, you know, like, why haven't you called me or something like that? Like, supposedly they were married.
Yeah, supposedly.
And he got attacked and, you know, he got amnesia.
Yeah.
And he forgot all that, but he's, you know, so.
And throughout the movie, Hancock starts to lose his powers a little bit.
Yeah.
You notice these in little clips, like, he's, like, got a bruised hand, and someone's like, wow, you got a bruised hand. Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like little hints to it. Then all of a sudden, he gets shot, and he goes to the hospital. And you're like, no, Hancock's going to fucking die.
Yeah, and you find out.
And then it's like, oh, this is good time to see what the fuck's going on with these two motherfuckers. So we're going to have 20 minutes of expositional dialogue to fucking explain to everybody what fucking happened. We'll spoon feed the fucking audience of what just happened.
Yeah, because they basically couldn't figure out how to explain the movie because it's so freaking stupid and confusing. They couldn't figure out how to explain it that they just had to have this 20-minute like dialogue scene explaining it like line by line.
Literally, this must be what the fucking screenwriters of this movie thought. Oh, shit. We just made a twist where Hancock could be something higher than a fucking superhero, and there's another one. How can we get this out? Okay, we'll have him lose his powers, get shot, and have the fucking guy's wife sit at the edge of the bed and explain it to Hancock for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Literally 20 minutes of explanation.
The lady's like, we're not superheroes. People just call us that. We're really angels.
Yeah, and sent from God.
And we were the gods.
Yeah, the god. And we were
made in pairs. And every time we get near each other, we start to lose our powers because that's an insurance policy that we won't rebel against the gods and team up.
Yeah.
But we lose our powers. And you and I are married, and we're married, and we couldn't be near each other because every time we got near each other,
we would start to lose our powers.
And you saved me so many times, and that's how you got amnesia. And it's just like, well, wow. We don't really care. That's stupid.
It's like, wow.
And it's basically a story about Hancock, like, you know, like, being accepted. He's like, no one likes me. I'm the outcast. I'm the only one of my kind. And he finds someone that's like him. And he's like, oh my gosh.
And he can't be with her.
Yeah, you revelations. Know? He can't be with her. He's like, oh my gosh. I know my purpose now. And then this is what I almost,
it's supposed to be a sad scene. I almost cracked up during this part. Yeah. T-Buzz was fucking laughing in the middle of the movie theater.
The bank robber that got put in jail comes back. He's supposed to be like the villain in the movie, but he's just like a normal guy.
Yeah. I'll put my thoughts on that later.
It's pointless. Yeah. So anyway, the bank robber comes back into the hospital because he realizes that Hancock's turning mortal.
Oh yeah, somehow he realizes.
Somehow he knows. So then he breaks into the bank and he starts attacking Hancock.
Oh no!
You take it from there. Attacking Hancock.
So then, like, Hancock's in the bed, like, oh no, I'm weak, I'm dying. And then the fucking bitch jumps in front of him. She's like, no, not my motherfucking Hancock! And then she's dying. And then Hancock's like walking at the guy, and the guy's shooting him, and like fucking sprinklers from the water shooting on Hancock, yeah. And he falls, and
it's like all dramatic.
Yeah, and it's
in the water.
He splashes in water.
He's being shot.
And he's like, Rachel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like dying.
Rachel's dying in the bed because she gets shot. She jumps in front of a bullet for Hancock.
Yeah.
And she gets shot, kind of like how Hancock saved her back in the days. So now she's
saving him. And he's like trying to like hold on, but he's dying.
And she's dying too.
And she's dying too at the same time. And then the little boy who looked up to Hancock for so long, it's like, Hancock!
Yeah.
Slow motion run through the fucking sprinkler.
Yeah.
And the dad doesn't care. The PR doesn't care. There's a guy with a gun that just killed a fucking superhero. It's not going to kill a little kid at all. The dad's like, go run up to him. It's okay, kid.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Hancock! And I'm like, oh, fuck this movie. Yeah. T-Bow started laughing during this.
They kept going back and forth between like Hancock getting shot and then her going like, the lady was like dying.
And then the little boy goes like, Hancock! Yeah.
And then Hancock realized that the only way that she can live is if he
hurts
he gets away.
Yeah, but
he has to get away from her.
But he has to, because one has to live and one has to die.
Yeah.
So if he hurts himself, that means he's dying.
One can't live while the other survives. That's what
they're
lying.
While they're close together or something.
Yeah, while they're
like
close together or something like that. So it's like, but they'll always be drawn to each other. Like somehow, even though they separate, they'll still somehow find each other back without even knowing it.
Yeah. So like he jumps out the fucking window and like gets hit by trucks to try to like hurt himself and get himself closer to death so she can live.
Long enough for him to get away,
and then she would be
So then he fucking flies off towards the moon.
If you're sitting there out there in podcast land jerking off to fucking, you know, Kim Kardashian porno right now and listening to this, and you're saying, what the fuck, this makes no sense? Yeah, it makes no fucking sense at all.
Yeah, basically, we're explaining it how the movie is. We're not trying to make it confusing. It just is stupid. And, like, then he flies off towards the moon.
Yeah. And then he writes something in a fucking movie.
Yeah, he draws the heart, the symbol of the dad's like campaign thing. He's trying to get like a greener earth, and like he draws the symbol on the moon for the dad. Even though the whole time while he's drawing it, you know,
nobody noticed.
They don't happen to look up at the moon, but the one night that Hancock calls him and says, "Look up at the moon."
Yeah, or no, crumbling rocks from the moon fall to Earth and fucking destroy Earth like every other sci-fi movie.
Yeah, but he carves it in the moon, and no one notices it in the whole world, and puts it on the news. No one notices it.
How is he able to breathe up there? Did he wear a space helmet?
Well, he's a superhero. He can breathe.
How can he breathe up there? We don't know that. We don't know if he breathes oxygen. They don't explain it in the movie.
He probably can survive without breathing.
No, he can't.
But they don't say that he has that superpower. Basically, the only superpower they show Hancock having is like super strength
and flying,
and being
fucking Delaware,
and being invincible, like being able to be hit by things, like super strength,
and being fucking Delaware.
And the woman can like summon like wind and everything like that,
and
make tornadoes and stuff,
and fucking getting diarrhea in his fucking bed.
Yeah.
That's basically the movie. Okay, so brings me back to my next point: the fucking villain. You'd think that there would be a worthy villain. But they got like, they're like, oh, how do we put a villain in this?
It's not really a superhero movie. It's supposed to, it's disguised as one.
But you think it would be.
Yeah.
You think they would at least try to fucking be like, oh, we'll at least put like a fucking bad guy in it. The first 45 minutes of the movie, no sign of a bad guy. And then it's like Hancock's in jail and then a fucking guy robbing a bank. Like, okay.
Maybe this guy has a superpower or something. Or maybe he gets one.
Yeah, maybe he gets one. Nope. Hancock arrests him. Somehow he breaks out of jail. Then he's like, oh, I guess Hancock's losing his powers now. Might as well go to the hospital. I know the exact floor and room he's staying in, and I'll go fucking shoot him. That's the bad guy in the movie.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's like, you think, like, somehow when he gets arrested, he'd, like, fall in toxic waste or get some kind of superpower, but nope. Yep. Like every other superhero movie, but nope.
Yep. Hancock is definitely right. This makes me want to take a fucking razor in my hand and rub it on my cock. That is how fucking painful Hancock.
Like the movie Seven.
Exactly. That's what Hancock made me want to do. Fucking Delaware.
Yeah, that movie.
My rating is fucking Delaware.
Delaware. All right, so.
No pick of the day today. Sorry.
We couldn't think of a song. We can't find the right connectors for the music, so, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to skip the pick of the day. I know you're all just bummed.
Bummed, yeah.
You probably just turn it off before the pick of the day. You probably just turn it off as soon as you hear us talking. You know?
Yeah. But for you loyal fans out there.
DJ Dirty, this is to you. Hope you listen to this one. DJ Dirty, you're a loyal customer. You're the only one that commented on our wall so far. So
yeah.
You leave us love. So we give you love.
And all you others that listen to us but just don't want to be like, I don't want to comment on us. Comment on us. Say hello.
Just say hello. Even if you don't, that's okay too. Just let us know you're listening by your rating.
Check out our MySpace page. Yeah. www.myspace.com.
Let us know you're out there. We need to know you're out there. Maybe we'll give you a shout out too.
Yep. Six T-Buds.
And if you know any movies that we want to discuss, just let us know and we'll discuss them.
Yep, check out.
We'll go see them. We'll discuss them. If you like, be like, hey, T-Buds and Blue Smoke, do a review on Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Even though we weren't planning on seeing that, we go see it for the fans. If you guys want us to do a review of it, just to see how stupid it is.
I might jerk off during it because some of the chicks pretty hot in that movie. Not the big Mexican one.
The blonde one.
The skinny blonde one. I would rape that bitch hardcore.
Yeah.
I would bend her over a fucking table and rape her.
Yeah.
That's a T-Buds promise.
But all right, so we're going to go now. All right, so all of you have a nice day. Check out our MySpace, www.myspace.com/tbuzz630. That's T-B-U-D-Z 630.
Also, check out our movie page, Bada Bing Productions. It should be on that MySpace, baby.
Yep, should be based. Peace and love, Jamba Juice.
Motherfucker.
Get who's there. Get who is there.